Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host Red Snapper, and here we are again doing it like we always do on this 19th day of September 2016, and we got some awesome guests that's going to be on the show. But before we get to the guests, we're going to get started with telling you about the event that's coming up in next April. It's going to be the first annual Word Sexy Radio Erotic and Fiction and Poetry Festival. It's going to be right here in Kansas City. And it's going to be during the month of April, the 21st and 22nd. So you don't have to be an erotic author or poet to come, but you can come and bring your books and do your selling and do some mingling and hear some good erotica as well. So we're going to be doing that, and we'll put more information out on that as we go. But we want to continue to let you know that you can go out to the website, and you can register if you like to get a table. It's for a single author, it's $150. If you want to get a double with someone else, it's $200. You can do that. You guys can work it out and come and have a good time. We're going to also have a pajama jammy jam that's going to be going on that Saturday night. So we'll be doing some poetry and jammy and having it up. So just think about that and get that thing set up. So we're going to be doing that. But right now, we're going to go ahead and see. We have one of our guests on the line right now. State your name and where you're calling from. That's area code 291.
Hello, hello. This is Sunny. I made a boy. He's doing. I'm calling from city of Chicago.
Well, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me tonight.
We're doing just fine. We're glad to have you on the show, and the other hosts will be here shortly. But right now, you got me, Red Snapper. We're going to go ahead and get it started, and kind of give us a little background of how you got started in the literary game and what genre you write in, and just kind of give us a, you know, focus on what got you interested in doing what you did.
Oh, absolutely. I can spend all day talking about just that. As you know, my name is Sunny again, Sunny Aigbe. I'm an author and a motivational speaker. I'm a fitness guru, and I do high fashion modeling. So also, I'm the founder of the Boy and His Dream Foundation, which we are actually giving back school supplies to children who are desperately in need of those items. You know,
okay.
We are global. Yeah, we raise funds and send relief materials to students who are underprivileged students globally. We actually planning a mission trip to Nigeria right now. We want to fill up collaborating with children around the world to manufacture, to make 100 to 200,000 meals, rice,
okay,
and with vegetables,
mm-hmm,
and playground and food, and book supply, back to school books, and fill up the 40 food container, and then make a mission trip to West Africa, those villages, and give them out. We are working on that right now as we speak. And then also, yes, sir. Also, you know, make school visits to help children balance their emotional detachment, and also teach anger management techniques to troubled youth in the juvenile detention services across the United States.
Okay, so the books that you have written out are basically nonfiction, self-help type books, or?
Yes, it's about me, you know, using my story as an individual to inspire others, you know. I went through a lot of adversity and obstacle in Nigeria when I was born, and because I was, you know, my mom had me out wedlock, you know, because she wasn't married and had me, and I was classified that I was a baby born by mistake, so I was rejected. So from that point on, and I was dumped in the village with my grandma where I lived, and I went through a horrible experience of being ostracized and also molestation and all kinds of crazy stuff that happened to me that could have made me to be nobody today, or create a big anger in me that could have cost me a whole lot of negative experience in life. But I was able to turn that around, make it a positive experience. So, and I have my story, put my story in the book to inspire millions of people out there who are experiencing the same situation I was 40 years ago. And just to let them know that there's hope, and that the adversity is it's created for a reason, to prepare them for a different phase in life. So that's where we are right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Cotton, are you here?
Cotton is here. Yes, she is.
How you doing?
I'm good. Cotton is
okay,
here.
I'm
good.
Okay. Are you able to ask a few questions to our guests?
Yes. If it hasn't already been asked or said, then, oh, by the way, Alicia will not be joining us this evening. She wasn't able to come. That was our other guest. Hey, Sunny.
Hey,
why did you get
going?
Me all horny and happy and shit? And then, and now she's not gonna be on the show. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, girl, we missed you.
You
in Chicago.
I am in Vegas right now.
Oh wow. Nice.
Yeah. Yes, I'm out here in Vegas with my family, enjoying my new grandbaby and my daughter.
That's wonderful.
This is the first time I'm getting to interview you and hear some things about your life. So
yeah.
I'm trying not to get too personal.
A lot has been happening. A lot has happened since the last time we met in last year. We've done so much. You know, we traveled to Romania, traveled to Nigeria. And you know, we're planning on that trip now to Nigeria for a mission trip.
Yeah, I see a lot of the stuff that you're doing. Diana tagged me in some things. I don't know everything, but it's always good to speak to the author personally, because I am an author myself. So it's always good to actually have a conversation with you myself.
Yeah.
Just to get a better feel of your work and how you create what it is that you do. Now, I do know about Sonny, for those who are listening, that he's also a personal trainer. So if the ladies were checking him out, the reason he looks like that is because he's a personal trainer. So you can learn some other things from him as well. That's why I said that. But I wanted to know, what made you decide to start this journey of writing overall?
Well, what made me start this journey overall was like to give back to the youth and to young adults and people in general. You know, I don't know if you know this about me. I was a correction officer for over 8 years when I came into the United States, and then went back to school, had my master's degree. And I started looking at the problems that our youth have and a young adult that get them locked up in the prison. I came to quickly realize that a similar problem that I had when I was growing up. And I also realized that the difference between myself and those going to prison, getting locked up, getting in trouble, is just that I was able to overcome my own obstacle and suppress my anger with better thinking. So I went in there, become a correction officer to help them out. I was in an adult facility. And I served for 6 years, you know, just transformed a lot of lives. I became a correctional officer of the year, awarded by Correctional Association of the United States. So after I achieved that, I transferred to juvenile jurisdictions, to juvenile justice system, just to help the youth out as well. And my goal was to catch them young before they made it to the adult society. And it has worked. You know, the success rate is humongous. You know, even I saw, you know, a lot of kids reaching out to me, Mr. Sunny, thank you for what you did for me, you know, 11 years ago. You know, after I went through your anger management program, I was able to rechannel my energy into something more better. And today I have kids, I have family, I got jobs, you know, I went back to school, so I went back to the military. You know, that really gives me a really pump to keep going, doing what I do. So last year, 2 years ago, I decided to resign from serving the government. I decided to, like, form not-for-profit organization to spread it out globally, because it's not only that our children need it here in the United States, and I'm going to be able to give back to our children in the third world country who mostly need these services. So the vision now is to let them know that just because they're going through a whole terrible life right now, doesn't mean that 10 years from now, the things are not going to change. And also the idea is to encourage them to keep going, keep striving for better future, and keep staying positive. At some point in life, there's going to be a change for better life. And it has been working. And the momentum is high. People are accepting the program right now. It's just the good news is just all over the United States and across the globe. So the book is selling. People are reading about my story, and then they're following us online and see the work that we do. So we literally just busy every week, you know, going from school to school, community to community, end up doing back to school supply or just going to juvenile detention services to just inspire them, going to Boys and Girls Club and just inspiring them with, inspirational talk and a physical fitness. And we'll be doing this, through sponsorship and pro bono. And the goal is not to make money. The goal is to transform and inspire youth to let them know that tomorrow is better than today. The goal is to actually encourage them and build that self-esteem for them to stand firm and become the best they can be in life. You know, if we don't focus on the youth, we don't have tomorrow. Without the youth, there's no tomorrow. That's our goal. And then we have been working tremendously, endlessly, you know, in rain, in sun, we just keep moving forward. And we're getting a lot of demand right now, a lot of calls from schools and from detention services for justice system center, just requiring us to bring the services for them. And the most exciting one right now is the mission trip that we're planning to go to East West Africa to deliver 200,000 meals, a playground, and books and sandals for those 220 kids who are underprivileged and who has no shoes and poor hygiene, and we're gonna feed them and clothe them and provide them a temporary relief that will sustain them for a short period of time before another help can actually find them. So we are now officially asking a lot of people to support us to keep the mission going, and so that the Boy and His Dream Foundation continue to improve in their skills and continue to spread the love of hope globally. So this is where we are so far.
So if somebody wants to donate to assisting you in this journey, can you give that information out to us? Or do you have that information of where they would go to donate to you to assist?
Yes. We have a GoFundMe set up right now. We have a GoFundMe page set up right now, and we are on Facebook as well. We are on Facebook as well, where people can find us. The GoFundMe link, when you search for the GoFundMe link, it says GoFundMe.me/fundruralNigeria. And also, if people want to donate, they can also go to the website, which has Stanley Biggie Fitness Born His Dream Foundation. There's a link to donate there, or you can just send us a check or email us and send a check to Born His Dream Foundation, and I can provide an address for you to make a check out to. And we're still looking for sponsorship for a trip to Uganda, and we got a sponsorship for a trip to Nigeria. If anyone still want to donate to that, to sponsor, to make sure that the trip is successful, we have about 20 people that's going on that mission. They're going to need a plane ticket and accommodations and all that. This is a huge project that's happening right now that's never happened before. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Sounds interesting. Sounds very interesting. The stuff that you have going on, I was just intrigued with all of it. That's the reason why I was being quiet and just listening to what you were saying. So when you say trips to, when you want people to sponsor trips, are they going over there to work with the people, or is it just what are those trips
to work with the people? To work with the people, the playground that we're taking there is a big size, and we need people to that will help to install them. We need people that will help to hand out these supply items to these children. And also we need people that will help to educate them, because we're going to do one-day workshop to those children on general hygiene and, also do some one-on-one mentoring with them. And they just need love, so we will need people to be able to do that. I can't do it alone. So people have volunteered to follow up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you also have, like, government assistance that helps in any kind of way, or is it just no help at all, private industry?
The help that's coming in right now is solely private. when I just started, one individual, private individual just picked up, took it upon herself and sponsored me to the extent whereby I started getting more help right now. That individual that privately sponsored this foundation probably spent up to $150,000 in travel and research and program development and all that until we start getting help from all that individual private entity. So we need government involvement. Like, this is a huge project that's going on right now. It has never happened before. And it's very positive. It's going to change lives. It's going to give hope to people who have been beat down for so long. You know, this is where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an awesome thing. So how often do you take your book? Do you go around and do presentations and talk about your story to talks around the country?
We have been to Las Vegas, book signing. We did book signing in Las Vegas. I did book signing in California and in Sacramento. I did book signing in Pittsburgh. And I did book signing in Boston. Also, I donated about 20 copies of my book to Boston's Juvenile Detention Services. I went there to do a talk, you know, motivational speaking to the Juvenile Detention Services. I was at Michigan City High School, donated 10 copies to Michigan City High School. And I also spoke at different schools in Chicago. McCormick High School, Boys, Chicago Boys and Girls Club. I've done book signing at the winery division of Madison Winery. I did book signing and speaking engagement with Rotary Club, and also Michigan City Police Department were involved, and so on and so forth.
Sounds like you've been real busy. That's good. So,
I love that.
If people want to get you, how can they get in contact with you?
I have email sunnyakhigb@gmail.com, sunnyakhigbe@gmail.com. And my phone number is 219-851-0170. They can pretty much just call me on my cell phone number. Or they can just check us on Twitter. You can tweet me at Sunny Aigbe. And I'm on LinkedIn at Sunny Aigbe. Pretty much we're transparent. A Boy and His Dream Foundation. You know, we have a website for A Boy and His Dream Book.com. So we all over.
You just put your phone number out there. You're gonna need a bodyguard pretty soon, for real.
Oh man, this phone
wait
never,
a minute. Y'all call me.
The phone never stops ringing. And again, I just want to be different. I'm not the type that like push everyone out. I'm all for everyone. I take every call. You know, my assistants take every call. We talk to everyone. You know, if the energy is not right, we convert that energy to be positive energy. That's what we do. That's what we do. And, you know, trust me, we've been busy. And it's been a great journey. It's been a very interesting journey.
Well, I'm very honored to even have met you because you're doing such a great thing with your book. Because a lot of authors, they write more for themselves than anybody else.
Thank you so much. I'm so inspired. I'm, you know, privileged to meet you because your positive energy is just something to reckon with. And I'm glad we met. I'm glad that we crossed paths. You know, the same compliment you give me, same thing. I feel the same way about you. The feeling is mutual. Like you said, so many authors about themselves, not just author alone. Motivational speakers, actors, actresses, bodybuilders, so many people. A lot of people are just into themselves. Like I said, this foundation is not about me. It is not about me at all. I'm just a body that God is using to reach out to the people, you know. And I kept telling them, I said, when people are leaving a comment on my page, oh, Sonny, you're doing a good job. I said, it's not me. I didn't do nothing. I just go there and speak, and that's it. You know, change lives. It's not about me. The money we sold from the book, I turned around and put it back in the foundation. I don't have a cover, you know, attached to my name. I have no bank account. I don't. I just want to have a roof over my head to be able to do my job. That's it. I don't want to be rich out of it, but I want the youth to be rich out of it. That's all. And it's simply just all self-effort and selfless. And I don't expect anything other than inspiring the youth to do better things with their life and make sure that the hungry kid out there is being fed and clothed and so that they can have hope for their own future. That's all. Every donation sponsorship will go 100% goes towards it. And this is just the beginning. I can't do it all. I can't do it all. I need 100% support from everyone. And I appreciate you having us on the radio today.
Sounds good to me. And we can definitely try to see what we can do to get your information out so that people can support you. Even now, after you leave the show, you know, it's not just tonight. We can try to keep pushing that for you. You know, we just got to be able to go to your website and get that information, and we can try to see if we can push it out.
I appreciate that. You know, also, Cotton, Diana Bridges wanted me to tell you hello. She couldn't get online today because she had a sore throat. So she just want to let you know that she's listening. That, you know, hello to you, my business partner.
All right. Well, we thank that. We thank you for that. So, Cotton, are you still there? She might not be there. Let me see. Oh, okay. Well, we thank you very much for coming on the show. And, I mean, if there's anything else that you want to speak on, you're welcome to do that. You don't have to get off right now. But if you like, I mean, if there's anything else that you want to speak on, you're welcome to do so. But if you have to go, I understand that as well.
Yeah, actually, yes. I really want to talk about a few things. One is the fear, fear of starting whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Do I have like five minutes?
Oh, you got plenty of time. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. You know.
I know. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Cotton.
Yes. You know.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't know if you had anything else because he said he had some more things he was gonna share with us, and I don't know if you had any more questions.
Yes, I did, and I hung up and I called back, so I heard him. I heard him say that Diana said to say hello, but you guys couldn't hear me, so I had to hang up and call back again. So.
Right. Now, also, we have another caller. I want to see if they have a question for you. Area code 707. Don't hang up. If you have a question, I can turn your mic on, and if you have a question or a comment. Your mic is on.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Mary from Sacramento.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
How you doing, Mary? Yes, we can hear you,
Mary. Hey.
Yeah, this is Mary Popa from Sacramento.
Hey, Mary. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I am so – every time I see you, I am a follower of yours, Sonny. And every time I see what you're doing, it just uplifts me. It inspires me so much. I am so thrilled to be just even, you know, be a part of this, being able to try to get people to see what this is all about, and I have contacted ministries, and I really would like to see you go to Nigeria with some clothes and whatever food, whatever you need to take those children, because it's just heartbreaking to me to see what you guys, what the poor children over there have to go through. And after I read your book, I just cried. I just cried my heart out. It shouldn't have to be like that for little children. And what you're doing
that
is fantastic.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, thank you so much. You know, we appreciate the fact that you are a big fan of us, and you'll be praying and pushing to make sure that we achieve our goals. You know, if you understand, I was part of that. I was one of the children, you know, 40 years ago. I was just like that, the way they are, you know, which are walking around barefooted with no clothes on, runny nose, you know, poor hygiene, with no food in my stomach. That was, I went through that. I had the same problem. That's why I'm able to, like, understand. That's why I could understand what it feels for a child to run around the street with no food in your stomach. You know, I was once that child. So I know what it takes. I know how it feels. You know,
as you know,
I know you followed us quite some time now and see where we started and where we are right now. And I will die trying. And this is the life I'm living right now for the children. And we are moving forward and we're growing and people are responding. And we need more people to respond. We need more help. We need more support. Like you said, you're doing so much to help us push the message out there. Continue. We encourage you to continue to do the same thing. You know, God is not sleeping, and God is totally in this project, and we will deliver. We are going to Nigeria, and the set date for that mission trip in June next year. We will be able to. We're gonna fill up that container and then take it there and deliver and give hope to those children. And we're not just going to stop there. Every year we'll be taking mission trips to every third world country to deliver hope and give hope. You know, we thank you for everything you've done to support us. Thank you for all the prayers, for all the support. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sonny.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That's good that you're able to touch others out there and get their hearts involved. That's good. Cotton?
Thank you.
I don't know if she's in and out. Most of the time she does that. So, but, I mean, if you want to give us examples, I mean, I hate to make you talk about stuff that you've been through because I know that stuff is hard, and I understand that, you know, it can be frustrating to talk about it. So I'm not going to have you go over some of the things that you went through in your book or anything like that. But we just want to make sure that people understand that you just want to have help and you want people to help those that are in need. And what do you say to people that may come to you and say, well, we understand that your country needs help and people there needs help, but what about children here in the United States? Have anybody ever came to you with that?
Well, yes. I've had so many people say, hey, what about our children here in the United States? And I quickly let them know. I said, listen, I have been serving for the past 13 years since I've been in the United States, and I have focused on just our children here in the United States. Like I told you, I have probably changed so many lives, up to 30,000 children since I've been here, from facility to facility. People, children come and go to where I have served. And then recently, they all started coming out, giving a testimony how I changed their life. And after we finish, I can send you a video, you know, I'm going to send an audio recording that a kid sent to me. I don't even know where he's from. Hello, Mr. Sunny. You know, I just want to let you know that you changed my life at Camp Sunny Boot Camp in LaFour County in Indiana, you know, 8 years ago. You know, I wanted to let you know that I have two kids right now married with jobs. Without you, I don't know that I would be able to change my mindset. You know, I have, you know, I'm from two cultures, United States and African culture. I was able to combine this culture with my experience to be able to, like, go on their level and talk to them and speak to them and speak some great messages into their souls that they were able to take in and receive in and actually look at it and say, oh, no one has ever talked to me in this form. Okay, I think I'm just going to take this idea and apply it into my life and see what happens. That's what they all did, and it worked. So I'm not doing it to be a superhero. I'm just doing it to make a change, to help these children understand that not everyone out there to get them. There's so many genuine souls out there who are willing to help. To answer your question, I told them, I said, I am doing the same thing I'm doing in Nigeria. I'm doing it here in the United States. This year alone, I've made a visit to how many schools? About 8 schools. Purdue University, LaPorte High School, Michigan City High School, Edwards Elementary School, McCormick Elementary School here in Chicago. I've been to Chicago Boys and Girls Club. I went to speak at Rotary Club. Now I'm booked to attend to go speak in one school here in Chicago. I can't disclose it right now. It has not been approved. And also, I'm speaking in other high school in Indiana. And working with Cook County Juvenile Detention Services for us to provide 17 weeks of pro bono anger management and life skill program to them, free, pro bono. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm even doing more here in the United States than I'm doing it in Nigeria or other third world countries where they need it most. So I told them, I said, it's just because you guys don't understand the need of these items back home, that's the reason. So I try to educate those that ask such questions because they might not know. That's why they're asking such questions. I just let them know. I am doing the same thing, and I post a lot. You know, I shared my experience with the work I am doing here in the United States. I'm always sharing it with friends and family, with my friends, with my fans. I say, go on my page. You see the work I'm doing here in the United States. So please understand. So it's been a challenge. The question comes every day, and I give them the same answer. So it was tough getting people to understand, getting people to support us to make, you know, to prepare for this mission trip to Africa, because many are not willing to do it. They were asking the same question you're asking me now. What are you doing back here in the United States? I said, bro, I am doing more than what is needed to be done here in the United States, all on my own selfless effort. I buy my own gas in my car. I travel to these schools and detention services. I travel. I even go to individual family call me to come talk to their children. You know, I drove to their houses, my own gas money, my own time. Why am I doing it? So that they might have life. I want to leave a positive legacy on earth. When I pass on, my name will remain, that this man changed so many lives. That's all.
Okay, well, that's good. That's very good. And I knew you were passionate. I just had to ask the question because, you know, a lot of people always ask that question, and I know the listeners are listening, wanted to know that. So that was the only reason, not to upset you or get you out of context or whatever. But we thank you, and we want you to continue to keep going. And we know that it's a hard mission, that's a never-ending mission. So, you know, you just have to keep coming up with different ideals and what you can do to get people to help support you in your goal. And I think you can do it. You've been doing it. So
I appreciate it. And one other thing I wanted to throw in there real quick, you know, I wanted to let people know that just because I wasn't born here in the United States doesn't mean that I'm not from the United States. I'm a United States citizen right now. Because I'm a Nigerian doesn't mean that I should be treated like one. Because, the perception they have on Nigeria, that, oh, they're not trustworthy, you know, whatever. I'm not that kind of Nigerian. I'm this kind of Nigerian that wants to work, that want to add value to people, that want to contribute to growth and development, that want to make a change. You know, so I'm asking everyone to understand. So please come out and get to know who I am and what we stand for and the work that I've done for the past 13 years I've been in the United States. It's nothing but positive things, life-changing. And I would just want them to know that they shouldn't feel relent not to support this mission just because I'm a Nigerian. I'm a Nigerian-American, you know. I need their support. I just want them to be able to, change their perception about how they view the mission that we have going on right now. So our foundation is global, and we're going to continue to work globally. And we work locally, and we work internationally. And that's what we stand for, providing hope, giving hope to children worldwide.
So do you have, nonprofit status and all that?
We're 501c3, and we registered. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're 501c3,
awesome.
And then we are registered here in Illinois. We're legal. Everything is transparent, and we are good to go, sir.
Awesome. Oh, well, we wish you well. We want you to be, you know, to get all the support you can. And like I said, you know, we have to stop worrying about a lot of things and just help people instead of worrying about somebody trying to get over on you or whatever the case. But, you know, we have to start helping each other. That's the only way we can get away from a lot of things is try to get more into helping each other so that we can go forward.
Yes.
Without that, we have nothing. So, you know, I just want to commend you on your efforts and wish you well, that you continue to do well. And, you know, you can come back on the show anytime you wish to, you know, just let us know when you want to come back. So if you want to talk about progress or stuff like that, just let us know.
I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to it. And I sincerely thank you for having us on your show today. And God bless you, and I continue to do great things that you're doing. And you're making a whole lot of life changes out there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Honey.
Hey.
What is your next project? Did you already say? Because I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yes. Are you talking about the next project in terms of book publication or?
Anything that someone may be able to attend that you're doing.
Oh, actually, we're making a manufacturing. We're gonna make a meal prep. We're packing meal, November the 6th in Chestertown, Indiana. We're packing about 200,000 meal November the 6th. So we need volunteers. We need volunteers to come up and help us November the 6th at Chestertown. So they need more information about that. They can inbox me. We need, right now we're raising $60,000 to be able to pack those 200,000 meals. So we need checks, we need support, we need whatever they have, they can send it to us. So Kids Around the World Foundation is collaborating with us to do that right now. Those children are doing tremendous work. So we'll have about 200 to 300 people packing rice that day on November 6th from noon to 6 p.m. in Chelsea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So is this going to be done in Chicago?
This is going to be done in Indiana. It's about 45 minutes drive from here. That's where, you know, they gave us a warehouse and it's space to, you know, somebody, private owner, or Boys and Girls Club of Chestertown donated the gymnasium for us to make that preparation. Also, they are part sponsor of that project.
Okay, amazing. So I'll inbox Diana. I'll check my calendar and see if it's something that I can get down there to Indiana to volunteer to help out with. And I'll continue to let people know to get to help with donations, so that you guys can. If you send me the GoFundMe link, then I can share it.
I will do that right away as soon as we hang up. I'll send you the GoFundMe link.
Awesome. It's always good to talk to the author and get more insight about what they actually are doing and their purpose. It's a beautiful thing.
So much. I commend your effort, you know, what you're doing as an author. You know, I admire your work, and I have a huge respect for you. You know, again, like I said, since I've been in Chicago or since I started writing, I've seen similar people in the same business. They have no mind of giving back. It's all about me. So,
right, exactly. And that's the difference between you and a whole bunch of authors. You know, so when it's not about you and it becomes about other people, then you have more success.
I agree.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Sunny, for coming on. Hello?
All right. I don't know. His mic is okay. His mic is back on. He had dropped. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a call drop. I just called back. I don't know what I was saying. It was that, you know, so many people is about me. we have to change that to be you, 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 because I don't want to continue to do me, me. I think when you invest in other people, then people will not value you the more. When you invest in other people, they will turn around and invest in you. So that's the concept that we're using right now, our foundation. It's about people. So if you build the people, they will honor you back. That's what we're doing right now. So I think you have the same concept. I sincerely respect what you do.
I agree.
And I encourage you to continue to push further. If you need anything that we can do to help you, just let us know. We're here for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And same here. Definitely, I'm always for helping and supporting others as much as I possibly can. So send me that link, and I definitely will share. I'm sure Red will share it as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Let us know.
More definitely.
And we also
thank
have,
you.
We have an Arthur's event coming up in April that you may be interested in attending. It'll be done in Kansas City, in the Plaza area of Kansas City, Missouri. I did send the information over to Diana. So
yes.
If you're interested in it, just let us know.
Okay, not a problem at all.
If you are interested, let us know, and it would be great. I don't know what Red thinks, but it would be great to have you as a featured Arthur as well.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. If that's what he wants to do, we just need to know.
Okay. You know, send the information to Diana for her to review it. You know, she does all my booking, and pretty much, you know, she will plug me in. Just wherever she wants me to be, I will be there. Get the job done.
Awesome. We appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for coming on, Sonny.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great evening. God bless you. Keep all the good work you're doing.
God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
Well, that was pretty good. Well, that was an awesome thing there. So what are you doing down there? It looks like you just got a new baby.
Yeah, my daughter had a new baby, so I've got a new grandbaby. So I'm at 3 grandbabies right now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So she had her early, but I made it down in time, you know.
Right.
She's so tiny.
Right.
She was 4 pounds when she came out.
Oh, man. So is she in an incubator or?
No. I'm holding her. You know, where she's at home.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When she first came out, though, that was the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Situation.
Understood.
Was,
but everything is good. That's very
situation
small.
Situation. She had to stay in the hospital a week after my daughter left.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it was a little touch and go. I was a little scared a little bit. Wasn't sure, you know, but God, you know, answers prayers. So I just prayed and asked God to bring her home safely and healthy, you know. So she's good. She's a tiny little thing. I got her to open her eyes and grin at me, so I was happy about that.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah.
good. I'd have to talk to you sometime.
To you.
Huh?
I said, happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's actually today, and I'm on the
show,
but yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. I seen a picture, so I was like, oh, wait a minute, happy anniversary.
Right, yeah. We got married last year, and it was a leap year this year that kind of threw it off. So, you know, we're supposed to be yesterday, but it became today because of the extra day in the year. But it's all good. Everything, we had a good time. We celebrated and stuff. And I was telling you that I'm going to have to talk to you offline here eventually about something. I noticed that individuals have taken themselves out of context here or out of the loop, I'll say.
Okay.
Oh, so
okay.
I guess they decided. You know, this is the second time I haven't been hearing from them anymore. So I guess they're
they've removed themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, you know how that goes. Okay. Next.
Right. On to the next one. But anyway, we're gonna have to keep you on here, I know it's still early.
I said, well, we're not gonna keep you on here because it's your anniversary, and I want you to enjoy that. Since Alicia,
right?
Alicia,
yeah, I'm gonna get off of here.
Why,
but
she said she needed to reschedule. I was okay with that.
But one thing that I do, yeah, we can get her back on. Yeah, if she wants to come next week, that's fine too. My thing is we definitely want to push our event that's coming up, and I have been mentioning that, and we're gonna keep pushing it and trying to get a handle on who is gonna be we still have time, but we want to make sure we know who we want to be the features and started getting all that stuff together. But we'll work on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not going to hold you either. I'm going to probably go ahead and we'll probably end the show a little early this evening. But we thank everyone for listening to Word Sexy Radio. And we have a lot of things going on, but we will definitely be back next week, hot and heavy.
I just want to say this because it was very interesting having Sunny on, because I met Sunny last year, I want to say it was last year that I met him.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting, him and Diana, it was very interesting meeting him. I didn't get a chance to really talk to him then. And so having this conversation with him today, you find out more. And so I think that's having him on the show and listening to him talk is the reason why, you know, you interview authors and you have them on the show, because then you can find out more about them. I think he's probably the person that I feel like I got the most out of as far as an author who has been on this show is concerned, because I genuinely feel like what he's doing is truly not for himself, but to try to make a difference in other people's lives.
Right. Yeah, I got that too as well. And I invited him back, so whenever he wants to come back with updates, he's welcome to come back. And we'll continue to, to try to support him.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah,
but
I wanted to say that.
You sound like you're having a good time down there in Las Vegas. So
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little tipsy, Red. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm walking through the Caesar's Palace and I'm a little tipsy.
Okay, well, let me let you go head on then. And we will definitely get back. Just get back with me. And
you
have a good time.
Enjoy your anniversary. That's what you do.
I will.
Definitely tell the wife I said hello, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, good. All right, this is Word Sexy Radio. We're going to do our thing. All right. Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be right back.